A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, as we approach Christmas, I think that sometimes we might think about the most amazing or favorite Christmas gift we got when we were a child. For me, it was a microscope. I would go to the swamplands around my home, and I could look at that water under the microscope forever. A world of microorganisms, one-cell creatures moving hither and yither and yon. It was an amazing experience. And what I experienced was what I call the power of magnification. Firstly, I was able to observe what was previously invisible. Secondly, seeing all those creatures gave me incredible new respect for the drama of life. And thirdly, I felt emotionally an amazing feeling of awesomeness about the world around me. My friends, I'd like to suggest that Mary's Magnificat that we heard in today's reading from Luke is a wonderful example, in another way, of the power of magnification. Mary praises the Lord and gives thanks to the Lord for the favors given to her. It's a similar refrain to from 1 Samuel's Hannah's Magnificat, as she praises the Lord for relieving her of her barrenness and allowing her to bring Samuel into the world, that same Samuel who would bless David's kingship. She cries out to the Lord, "My heart exalts in the Lord." Mary then, for us, could be looked at as a microscope magnifying the Lord. Firstly, like a microscope, Mary has made visible what was previously invisible, God, through the incarnation. Secondly, she has given a kind of new life to God through bearing Jesus. And thirdly, she has praised the awesomeness of an amazing God that has favored her so much. But more than this, Mary tells us that God's power and awesomeness are available to all generations. And thus, the power of magnification is available to all of us who focus on Jesus, who mirror Jesus. A recent example, of course, is Mother Teresa, who could not have felt that she was magnifying the Lord through what she did in her work in India. And so each one of us, following these three wise women, Hannah and Mary and Mother Teresa, each one of us, like them, can make God visible through prayer and action in our lives. Each one of us can exemplify God by fully respecting life. And thirdly, each one of us can enjoy God by praising His awesomeness and thanking Him for His gifts and favors. My friends, like Mother Teresa, each and every one of us can magnify the Lord, can magnify Jesus. And yet I would suggest we can't do that without bringing it deep into our hearts. And perhaps a first step is to repeat after me a kind of microcosm of Mary's Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. He promises mercy in every generation. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has done great things for me.